Good evening, Saints. This is Reverend Dr. Larry Green of New Temple Ministries of Wilmington. I want to welcome each and every one of you who joined us today, and I want to thank each and every one of you for being so faithful to this ministry. Amen. Today, we want to talk about, briefly, faithfulness. Our subject is faithfulness, the timeless virtue. Our text is coming from Revelations, amen, 2, 8 through 11. Amen. Revelations 2, 8 through 11, and it reads, "And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things saith the Lord, saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemies, amen, of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days, but be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. I will give thee a crown of life. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." And may God bless the hearers of this word. Talk about faithfulness. Faithfulness is a virtue deeply woven into the fabric of our human experience. It anchors relationships, sustains community, and provides meaning even in the most uncertain times. To be faithful is to remain true to yourself, to a person, a promise, belief, or a cause, even when circumstances challenge your resolve to tempt you toward easier paths. Faithfulness is often described as steadfast loyalty, reliability, and unwavering commitment. At its core, faithfulness entails consistency in thought, word, and deed, an inner alignment that resists betrayal. It is closely related to trustworthiness, but it goes even further. While trustworthiness is the ability to inspire trust, faithfulness is the ongoing act of honoring that trust time and again across months, years, or even a lifetime. Nothing tests or reveals faithfulness quite like intimate relationships. In romantic partners, faithfulness is often equated with fidelity, remaining emotionally and physically exclusive to one's partner. Yet, the idea runs deeper than just exclusivity. It encompasses the willingness to weather storms together, to communicate honestly, and to support each other, even when it is inconvenient or difficult. Being faithful to oneself requires self-awareness and courage. It is easy to lose sight of your innermost truth in a world that often demands conformity. Yet those who remain faithful to their authentic selves tend to lead lives of greater fulfillment and purpose. Their actions are guided not by fleeting trends, but by a compass that points true north. Faithfulness can also sometimes be misunderstood as rigidity or blind loyalty. True faithfulness, however, is discerning. It is not about remaining loyal to what is harmful or unjust, but about knowing when to stand firm and when to let go. Healthy faithfulness leaves room for growth, change, and the re-examination of priorities. In a changing world such as ours, faithfulness is not about resisting all change, but about discerning what is worth holding on to and what not to. It is about remaining true even as we adapt and grow. In this way, faithfulness is both anchor and sail. It holds us steady even as we move forward into the unknown. In our text, faithfulness implies steadfast persistence, not to deviate from the course that God has prescribed for us. Example, the wife of Potiphar sought to beguile Joseph to be immoral. Y'all know the story. But he prevailed, steadfastly resisted the temptation. To be faithful is to endure hardship, trials, and even in the face of certain death. Faithfulness unto death and its implication for God's people mean for a true Christian to live the truth he professes to believe. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, says James in 1:22. Faithfulness is one of the virtues, especially in the Word of God. God will not overlook the faithfulness of his people. Be faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. Revelation 20 and 10. The Lord never expects more of us than we're able to bear. If so, then we serve in an unjust God. But God is just, and he will never reward each of us as we are able to perform. Eternal life awaits the faithful, and it will be given to them at the second coming of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And as a member of the body of Christ, the church, we should be faithful in whatsoever assignment is given to us. A crown of life awaits the faithfulness. And in my closing, let me reiterate, the Lord of our salvation knows and recognizes the faithfulness of his saints, facing bitter persecution and in many instances, death. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. He is fully aware of the circumstances his people live, work, sacrifice, suffer, and die in. Again, it is written, be thou faithful unto death. Thank you for joining me today, and may the Lord continue to bless you and open your understanding to his truths and to his will. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you, and see you next Sunday.